From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against its own population. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today. They refused to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons.
The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies. Even before U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to Congress Tuesday, Republican and Democratic lawmakers have differing opinions about the speech, as we hear from Michael Bowman.
For the Senate's Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the anticipation is leavened with optimism.
We're all looking forward to what the president has to say tonight. It's a big moment for him. More importantly, it's a big moment for our country.
For Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, anticipation sounds more like dread.
If past is prologue, the president will use populist rhetoric in his speech to hide what he is actually doing.
Lawmakers of both parties told VOA they want details about Trump's economic agenda, from spending priorities to tax reform to health care. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Trump's first budget proposal. When Mr. Trump unveils his budget proposal Tuesday before Congress, he is expected to call for a $54 billion boost in military spending. This is VOA News. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The two suspects, Indonesian Siti Aisyah and Vietnamese Doan Thi Hoang, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges they will face carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. The heir to South Korea's Samsung empire has been indicted on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges in connection with a political corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The company's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, was charged Tuesday along with four company executives. The 48-year-old Lee has denied wrongdoing. French authorities say two people were shot Tuesday during an address by President François Hollande when a gun belonging to a police sniper accidentally discharged. Early reports describe both victims as having minor injuries. U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps urged U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday to push for a reform of the global anti-doping effort in sport after a career in which the Olympic great said he was never confident he was competing against clean athletes.
Looking back over my career, knowing how difficult it is to get to the highest levels of sport, I can't help but wonder how the next generation of athletes will be able to do it if this uncertainty continues.
Testifying before the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Energy and Finance, Phelps expressed frustration at the lack of progress in the battle against the use of performance-enhancing drugs in sports. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says answers are needed on reports of improper contact between President Donald Trump's campaign officials and officials from Russia during the presidential campaign. Ryan was interviewed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Tuesday in Washington with Chinese State Counselor Yang Jiechi. The two affirmed the importance of a constructive relationship between the two countries and regular high-level talks between top officials. Yang invited Tillerson to visit Beijing. The United States military has confirmed the killing of a top Taliban leader in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. The strike, conducted on Sunday as part of an operation with Afghan security forces, killed Mullah Abdul Salam, the Taliban commander for Kunduz, along with four other enemy combatants. The military says no civilians were hurt or killed in the action. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.